Now the Democrats have control of the Senate, commentator Matt Miller says they'll have to make some tough choices about how to conduct business.
Whatever else Senate Majority Leader Tom Daschle does, he's likely to offer both the illusion of bipartisan cooperation, which voters like, combined with actual gridlock, which Democrats need to define differences with the GOP. The more interesting choice facing Democrats is whether they'll assault Bush through the standard appeals to seniors and labor, or whether Daschle will summon the nerve to expand the Democratic message and its inspiration quotient by thinking bigger. Call it a choice between old Democrat and bold Democrat. The old option is safer. Under it, Democrats will fight for a boost in the minimum wage that still leaves it worth less in inflation-adjusted terms than it was 20 years ago. Democrats won't fix it and index the wage to inflation. Now, that would mean giving up the chance to use the issue every few years to rally the troops. Still, it's an easy fight for Daschle to pick, and it lures Republican Neanderthals from their caves for a showdown. Providing prescription drug coverage for seniors is the clincher for old Democrats, the issue they hoped to ride to a big win in 2002. Now, don't get me wrong. Adding prescription drugs to Medicare is indispensable and overdue, and President Bush's alternative plan is a cheap hoax. But Republicans are wise to try to harness the political energy for drug coverage to force broader Medicare reforms. The program is hurtling toward insolvency once the boomers retire, and Democrats thus far don't want to discuss long-term fixes. Apart from these substantive doubts about the old Democratic approach, there's a political problem, too. Bush is a genius at blurring policy distinctions. Daschle will therefore be left endlessly whining that only Democrats have the real patient bill of rights and the real prescription drug plan. Even if Daschle's right, the president taught us in 2000 that the blur can work. As a bold Democrat, Daschle could push an agenda that Republicans can't blur because it would be against their nature. He would make the next 18 months an endless series of votes on what unmet social needs we could address if only Congress repealed the $500 billion in tax relief just voted for the wealthiest 1% of Americans. Rescind tax relief for the few and boost wage subsidies for millions of the working poor. Insure the uninsured. Raise teacher pay. You get the idea. The bold approach requires Daschle to make a wager that the injustice of Bush's tax cut can trump GOP name-calling about big-spending liberals out to foment class warfare. It's a fight Daschle could win. It's a fight that would energize new groups and make bigger reforms possible. It's also a fight that would take Democrats outside the safe grooves of make-believe fixes that do little more than pay lip service to Democratic values. Is this a fight Daschle will make? Don't count on it.
The comments of Matt Miller, a syndicated columnist and co-host of Left, Right, and Center on member station KCRW in Santa Monica, California.